Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I have had a big experience, and I want to share a little bit. I don't want it all to be about me, but God has saved my life for some reason. We just don't know. But I'm going to read it, Psalms 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Amen. God is so good. I have seen it take place, believe me. I have really had a lot of things going on. It's not all about me, it's about the glory of God. I've been having issues with my stomach, went in for a pelvic CAT scan with iodine. I've been in a lot of pain. And I went home. Kimmy went with me. I took her home. I came back home. I got on my pajamas to rest because I was exhausted and I just was hurting. And my phone rang. And the girl goes, the radiologist wants to talk to you. I'm going, wow, that was fast. And I said, hello. He goes, don't do anything besides call 911. You have a blood clot. And he called it a whatever. Yes. But anyway.
Yeah.
I have a blood clot in my right lung. Lower lung. And he said, don't do anything. Do that right now. Don't drive. Don't do anything. And I got off the phone and I was going, what? I was in disbelief. I called Kim. I said, I have a blood clot in my lung. I called pastor so he could pray. I called the ambulance. They get there. Are you shortness? Do you have shortness of breath? Do you know, what's going on? I showed them the results of my CAT scan, and they said, well, let's go. Let's get you into the van, and they did all my vitals. I was good, and they were saying, boy, somebody's looking out for you today, and I said, I know that he is. So we get to the hospital. They rush me back in there, do another CAT scan. Yes, a pulmonary embolism is in your right lung. We've got to get going on some medical stuff with you, hook me up to IVs. I mean, they were running fast around me. Got all this attention that I didn't really want because it wasn't the attention that I liked. But they said, we've got to be very careful. We're going to start you on blood thinner. We're going to get you taken care of. Don't worry. I just broke down in the hospital, and I think, what is going on now? Of course, God said, I've got you, and I went, okay. Touch and go for a little while, very, very serious. They looked at it very, very seriously, admitted me into the hospital, and started waiting on me hand and foot. I went, well, this is a blessing. It was very nice. All of the nurses were Christians that I had. I got to pray with several of them. It was, God is so good. He's just so good. And I did my best to do whatever they said. You know, don't be getting up. I didn't know they had the alarm on the bed. And I got up to go to the restroom. And really, I'm like, oh my gosh. I thought, well, that scared me. And they came rushing in. What are you doing? I went, I need to go to the restroom. Well, you have to have someone to help you. I went, I don't need help. So anyway, that was the alarming thing. And I said, y'all need to take that off my bed, okay? And they said, well, we didn't know if you could walk or not. I said, just because I'm 71 doesn't mean I can't walk.
I had it too.
You did?
Yeah,
scary.
The hospital.
Uh-huh.
you can't see where you're going. You're a fall hazard. No, I'm not.
Right. Well, yeah, you're a little bit more serious than me. But anyway, so got all that taken care of. Got my doctor. I believe he was a Christian, even though he was foreign. He was very, very nice, very attentive. Came every time he said he was going to. I thought that was great. He said, okay, we're going to start your medicines, and we're going to add, you know, blood thinner. Well, okay, so you know how all that goes. Well, in the midst of the night, my next door neighbor was a gentleman that was just going, she's not going to let me go. She's not going to understand. He was hollering. She's not going to understand. And going on and on. And my Rose, my nurse, that was a big Christian, she came in. I said, what's wrong? She goes, oh, his wife doesn't want him to be back in a nursing home. And something's wrong with him. Something came up. And he's very worried. I said, well, can I go pray with him? And she goes, sure. So I got up, went over there, and I said, sir, I'm going to pray with you. I prayed with him. He was very receptive. He went, thank you, sister. I went, no problem. I just know that God's going to take care of you. He's taking care of you, and he's taking care of me. I felt so good that God could use me to pray for someone, and the nurse started crying. Oh, honey, that was so sweet. I went, no. If I can, I want to pray for people. That's what I like to do. Got back in bed about 2 hours later. Of course, they wake you up, you know, during the night.
What?
But 2 hours later, there was a gentleman that was screaming at the top of his lungs. Give me painkillers, just screaming. And the new nurse came in, and I said, what's wrong with that gentleman screaming? And she goes, he fell and he broke his hip. And he's in a lot of pain. I said, well, can y'all not give him anything? And she said, we are. I was going, yeah, the quicker the better. And so he just kept on all night long. And I just was praying for him. I prayed for everybody here at the church, prayed for my family. And I kept praying, God, please help me not feel sorry for myself, because I really do right now. And it was, my best friends came up there. My best friend, Jesse, that we prayed for, he came up there. I didn't remember all of that. I guess they had me on some good drugs or something, but they just gave me Tylenol that I've been taking. And so the next day went on. My room, you could see right into his room, the gentleman that broke his hip, and I had breakfast. Boy, they fed me good, and I put on weight. I'm going, this is not what I wanted, because I'm used to not eating carbs, and they had a good lunch and good breakfast, and I was just eating that up because the doctor said, eat it, and, you know, not thinking, it's going to be hard to take off, Chris. But I said, that's okay. So then I said, well, can I please go take a shower? I got to take a shower. Yes, but do we need to go in there with you? No. Will you pull that cord if you need something? Okay, I will pull the cord if I need something. Took a shower, got all cleaned up, got a clean gown on, and fixed to get in bed, and I saw a younger woman in there. She, I don't know, in her 30s or 40s, and she was sitting by him, and she was crying. And I went, I'm going to go over there. I'm just this nosy. No, anyway, so I walked over there, and I went, I'm sorry to bother you. She went, yes, ma'am. I went, I know. She goes, he's been in pain. I said, oh, I know, ma'am. I said, he fell and broke his hip, right? She went, yes. How do you know? And I said, well, I asked the nurse about him because he was writhing in pain. And she goes, yes. And I said, do y'all mind if I pray with you? And she looked at me, and she went, yes, do that, please. So I prayed with them, and afterwards she starts crying. She said, this is so weird because this is what I needed. I went, well, no, God's not weird. God knows what we all want. And I said, y'all be praying for me. I have a blood clot and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so the next day they did a Doppler on me. They found more blood clots. And the doctor said, you're going to have to go to a hematologist and find out if it's genetic. Because if it is, you can pass it on to your kids. We're going to have to keep you a few days and make sure you're okay. I said, okay, fine. Well, then I was finally going to get to be released after 4 days. And my best friend, Karen, she came up there and got me. I don't even remember all of that. I was just so nervous and scared. And Kimberly said, well, Mom, if we walk up the stairs, I'll try to walk up the stairs and come to your apartment. She's only been to my apartment one time because she can't walk the green mile. And so she made it up the stairs. She waited on me that day, and she spent time with me. We took a nap together. It was very, very nice to have her there. She was a godsend.
You don't have an elevator?
Yes, but it's far from my apartment. That's why I call it the Green Mile. It's like a football field plus a little. And it's a little ways down there. So that was nice. A lot of good things happened during this time. I went to my pain management doctor. I know y'all are thrilled with all this information. And she looked at me. She goes, you're on Eliquis now? I went, yes, ma'am, I have a blood clot. She goes, I can't do anything for you anymore. And I went, what do you mean? And she said, well, I can't give you injections in your back. And I said, well, that's terrible, because the last one she gave me did wonderful, lasted for months. And I've been hurting in my legs and stuff. And she goes, that's all from your back, but I'll give you pain medication. But you're going to have to be off Eliquis before I do anything. And I don't know how long I have to be on Eliquis. And she said, somebody upstairs is what she said. She goes, they really love you, because there are people that have had what you have, and it travels so fast that, boom, it kills them. She said, anytime there's a blood clot in your lungs, it can travel quickly, and it can kill you instantly. And she said, someone's really been looking after you. And I went, well, I guess God didn't want me to go yet. She goes, no, ma'am, it wasn't your day. And I went, well, okay. So then she said, you have got to go see. I see a physician's assistant. But she goes, you go see your doctor, because just go see him, not her. I'm like, oh, okay. So I saw him, and he goes, I'm going to go read your DVD, your x-ray thing, or CAT scan. I went, okay. He comes back in, yes, you've got a blood clot in your lung. I went, yes, I know. And he goes, you got a deep vein thrombosis in your left thigh. Yes, I know. And he said, I don't know where else you might have them now. So we're going to get you to a hematologist. I went, okay, thank you. And he said, you know, just go home and try to do what you can. Try to be active. Well, I had one doctor tell me not to do anything. Then he tells me to do everything. I was so confused. But I was blessed with Christian doctors, Christian nurses. I was blessed all the way through. It's like the angel just went all with me. I still have my clots. Next week, I'll probably be going to the hematologist and find out if this is genetic, because Kimberly has a disease called Hughes disease that actually produces blood clots. So they think that it's probably genetic-wise that somebody, and my dad had almost 30 heart attacks. Not bad ones. He had a few bad ones, but 30 small heart attacks. Mother died of a stroke, and, you know, they said it's probably hereditary. So we got to get you in there to do that. And I went, okay, well, in the meantime, I'm thinking, what about my pelvic? And I said, no, this is much more important. You know, just try to, we'll get to that when we can. So I'm still having issues with my stomach. I still get sick at my stomach. And I said, well, God, you know, well, that's just on the back burner. I can't worry about it. Hurting, it's not fun, but, and then I just want to tell y'all that no matter what, God is always with us. Even though we can't see it or we may not feel it, God is always with us. God was so good to me in the hospital. And God was so, it's so amazing that they do a pelvic CAT scan, but they could see that blood clot. Had they not, I may not be here today. But God works all of that out. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to see y'all. I'm not gung-ho on a bunch of stuff. I got real nervous a while ago. I got in traffic, and I was driving like an old person, just real slow, and I thought, get there. I could barely get here. It made me really nervous. I've only driven one time before, and that was to the store, and I got a lot of anxiety. It's just been one trial after another, but God's going to get the glory in everything. But I have felt sorry for myself. I hate to say that, but I did. I thought, you know, I just want to, I was very disappointed in some of my family. You know, they didn't take this seriously. And, you know, I thought, you know what, I'll just pray for them. That's okay. You can't always be the children that you want them to be. So just really been struggling, but I'm so glad to see y'all's faces. And I know Jim is so glad to see me, even though he can't see. So, but I've been praying for each of y'all every single day in my shower. So I want you to know that I love you and that God loves you no matter what. And it's just a miracle that I'm here, and I'm glad. You know, that testimony goes to the Father, not to me. The glory goes all to God, and I'm so glad He chose me not to die right now. So I guess I've got a few more things I can do. I am going to torture my children as long as I can, and I'll be around with y'all a little bit longer. So I love you all. I thank you for praying for me. I thank you for checking on me. I appreciate it a lot. I really do. One of my friends from school, she brought me dinners at night, and the one that we've been praying for about her cancer, she brought me dinners over. I mean, I've just been blessed. Even through it all, I've been blessed. So I would like to pray and give the glory to God, and then we can start on today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that even in the darkest time of our lives, you always have the light. And may we always want to see that light, Father. Lord, even though we don't feel you sometimes, I pray, Lord, that in Jesus' name we have enough faith and hope to know that you are there for us. Thank you, God, for each and every person here today. And Lord, it may be few, but we're going to start making some changes, I hope. And Father, I know a lot has been the enemy trying to get us down and discourage us, and we just come against the enemy by the blood and the power of Jesus Christ, because we can trample on Satan. We have that power, Father. We have the almighty power, the Holy Spirit in us, to stand firm against the enemy. We are God's children. We are loved by Him because He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And may we give testimony upon the highest one, Father, that you deserve all of the glory, all of the praise. No matter what we go through, you deserve the glory, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all of the things that you did for me during this process. And to further our process, Father, thank you for the ones that are here that don't feel like being here and that maybe being a little discouraged about medical things. Father, I ask blessings on them. And I just pray that you would work everything out according to your will and your plan, because we have that faith. Help us to have the knowledge and wisdom today to be able to hear what it is that we need to hear, sing what we need to sing, and to enjoy being together today because we're in your house. We love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.